Obviously, there's no cure for ALS. It's mostly supportive treatment. Typically, they will need PEG and trach at some point. There's survival is usually short. Almost 50% of patients with ALS will die within 3 years of diagnosis. So that's kind of a number that we always look at. However, survival can be up to 5 years, and there are some uncommon or infrequent cases where people survived more than that. However, when we talk about survival, a lot of this time will be spent while the patient is extremely weak, probably bedridden on the ventilator, and fed with PEG tube. The only available medication is called riluzole, and it's FDA approved. It's an expensive medication. We need to consult the patient and clarify that the expectations are low. This medicine showed that it can delay the need for tracheostomy, and it prolongs the survival of the patient by a few months, while again the patient is most likely bedridden and on the ventilator.